not in touch with the preparation of it, really. I will get in touch with it.
Who is the charge of that?
Timmons.
Timmons, he doesn't know anything about it.
Well, he's in charge of getting the meeting organized.
No, but I mean, the copy paper.
Presentation, Weinberger.
Weinberger. He made the same copy paper, right?
Right. This is his subject. He's been selling this for a year. He's very well versed in it.
Budget.
And the holding and the impoundment and all that.
So Timmons is all right.
I just put the agenda together.
I can rely on,
He'll keep it flowing. Timmons, well, if you want me to, I'll go back over the ground and make sure they're lined up and that everybody's.
Well, the only thing is that I remember the stuff that Weinberger prepared before. And it's about that long and I just never get it in my head. I mean, is that that same thing, you know, that 14-page document that I see?
No, I haven't. First, let me just,
Stacy. I think that's a little worse than not. What I think that we ought to do, I'm gonna go by. Where's the copy paper for tomorrow?
For, which mess?
Well, the two meetings tomorrow.
The point of this copy paper?
I've got something, haven't I, to
Is there a meeting tomorrow? I'll see what they're gonna do.
If they're not, I don't wanna, if they're not ready, it's fine. I just wanna know that. They're supposed to be ready. I wanna show them, John.
I think that the.
And I don't think it's gonna be any time once we, first, once we set up a meeting with the small group, you and Schultz and Ash. And then once we have the first meeting with the counselors, then I will position it so that you frankly will have to be the, sort of the, you've got to be the end man on these things because there isn't a counselor that can handle this sort of stuff. That is, it's a, you know how to do it, and then you can put them through their little paces and.
Right.
But you think they need to hear that, don't they?
Right, so. Yep.
I wish you just. I guess that's wrong. If you could just do the things yourself, the briefings, that would be better. But goddamn, I guess that's what a captain's for.
That's awkward.
Doesn't even bother Henry.
That's for the White House. Well, it doesn't bother Henry. It doesn't bother me as far as that's concerned.
Play hell with
Kemp, you know, and we catch 50 pounds of flack.
Of course, you're moving. You've got a new cabinet, John, and a new relationship, and you're moving out of the need to maintain the same kind of working relationship.
No, I'm overstating it. I'm kidding.
We go with it.
Cabinet people have to go. Have to be in there and sing and prove that they're, and I understand it. But I do think that some of them can learn to do it better.
Well, this thing yesterday was,
should be. Well, I didn't know this. I didn't know who the hell was in charge.
I understand.
Because I know, did you see the paper? I went back to him today.
Yep.
And they had four subjects on there, and I said, I was waiting for the guy to start talking about it.
Well,
nothing came out.
Let me suggest that
Captain
from now on.
Page two or something, but it's page one.
But from now on, as a matter of course, somebody ought to be assigned as the moderator of the meeting. And you won't have to worry then about who's in charge. It should say so right on your briefing paper.
And it should not be a captain officer because they are all parties of interest.
Yep.
It should be John on the.
This is an official picture. Budget and impoundments, Casper Weinberger. Legal justifications for impoundments.
Finding, so I say I'm allowed that in. That's
a Republican leaders. Weinberger, huh?
This is Republican leaders.
Yeah, 74 budget out, Casper Weinberger. Q&A, Casper Weinberger. Boy, this is gonna be a great meeting for these guys, their first one. It'll be miserable. If you can post it, hey, Republicans. Oh, you think it's a great performance of our vice president?
That was certainly stimulating. Of course, I had read it all in the newspaper ahead of time.
Read the BB?
See, was he?
He announced to the senators that he certainly sympathized with their points of view and that he would convey them in living color and approach.
Ask him where you come in and then he reminded him something.
So,
yeah, I just can't imagine. Thank you.
say, you're running, I don't think. The week before the inaugural, on the Thursday or something, while Henry was in Paris, the vice president came in to see not the final round, but when, the real final round, but not the 23rd year. Vice president says, I have to see the president. He comes marching in. He says, we've got a real problem, Mr. President. We've got to divert attention from Paris and the Vietnam situation because they were clamoring on the hill and all that. He said, also, Sadat is about to wage war, and therefore, I, single-handed, Spiro D. Agnew, shall go to Egypt, meet President Sadat, and settle the Middle East.
2 weeks before the inauguration.
The president's mouth fell open, and he said, before the inauguration? Oh, yes, this weekend. This very weekend.
That would be a diversionary.
Diversionary from Henry's bumbling in Paris.
He said, oh, they're great problems. But that was good.
Let's turn down. He said, but Mr. President, I've got to do something to get some attention.
Well, another thing he's done
that
we've taken away. I think we should give him back.
Away from
federal state relations. Can we give him that back? Could we?
Could.
But why not? Why? Doesn't bother me a bit. I mean, anything to give him something to do. I'd be quite serious. But otherwise, go ahead, Henry.
Let Henry finish.
Go to my flu, and that you've been feeling well, and that you're he's going to get into any trouble.
He's the candidate at the Alcoa Saturday night, so, you know, he was riding on a wave of glory there, all over the hill.
But he's, when I talk to him, he's always got this, nothing from Fairfield seems to please him. Everything, and it is a great trip, and it actually is substantively useful right now, not because we've got anything to negotiate, but because these people are going to be jittery.
Well, goodwill is important.
And they need some.
Goodwill is important, don't you know?
But they need some strength now. But he just, anything I tell him, you know, he sort of. What can I negotiate? What can I announce I achieve? I said, any announcements. First of all, there's nothing concrete going to come out. Secondly, the announcement's going to come out of the White House. You're on the mission for the president.
Henry, could he...
He wanted to release the fact of his calling. I said, no, gee, but...
Could he come back and make recommendations about post-war South Vietnam and its economic viability? He could sit and have the brief till the cows come home.
I told him he could do that.
Sure. Speech to a judge.
He wants to make them to the press. He says there's a campaign going on to ridicule him from the White House.
Sounds like Henry Kissinger.
Sounds like Chuck Percy.
Except in my case.
Really, does he, really have a thing about Trump?
Tickets stuff was handed in while he was speaking, announcing this.